all I knew, you and me only. And I did it all for you, still you were lonely. We could have worked it out.
But I guess things change. It's funny how someone else's success brings pain. When you're no longer involved, that person has it all, and you just stuck standing there. But
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
I am the topic of conversation. It's a celebration. Let's toast to the fact that I moved out my mama's basement to a condo downtown. Cause it's all about location. I sit and drink wine and watch Californication of life. You should have been here to kick it with me. We could have split this whole thing up 50-50. But now I'm at the 40-40 getting bitches tipsy. Killing shit, the ever so talented Mr. Ripley. How I go from being a man that you argue with to me and Dwayne Carter putting out the hardest shit. I should want to go back to the one I started with. But I'm addicted to this life, it's gonna be hard to quit. Yeah, just ask me how things are coming along. You could tell me that you never heard none of my songs. Long as you end up saying one day you plan to listen. Cause what's a star when it's most
this
important
shit was
fan is missing?
All I knew, you and me only. And I did it all for you. Still you were lonely. We could have worked it out.
But I guess things change. It's funny how someone else's success brings pain. When you're no longer involved, that person has it all, and you just stuck standing there. But
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Say something, baby.
Yes, what's up, people? Yes, it is another Mayhem Monday. Yes, it's going down with your girl forever, the realest. You know, I got to do my thing, keeping it pushing straight forward with this West Coast movement. You know what I'm saying? So, the topic for tonight will be a continuance of last week, pimping, part two, in honor of Bishop Don Juan's birthday this month. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of festivities that's going to be going on this way in L.A. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how the men and women of leisure gets down. You know what I'm saying? So, the topic question: is there a difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac? Now, this topic was definitely inspired by my boy, one and only comedian Trey Love. You know what I'm saying? He was a major blessing on the show last week. You know, he had much to say. You know, he broke it down in steps. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to open this question up free range, you know, to hear different views from different listeners. Is there a difference between a pimp, player, and Mac? Check out the show last week. Hear what Trey Love had to say, his opinion. And check it out. You know what I'm saying? Because I think he did a mighty well job of explaining his views of the differences of the three. So I basically just want to, you know, see what else people out here is thinking in regards to the topic. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going down. And tonight, in the spaceship, I got hip-hop artists, et cetera, et cetera, because we will get into it all. My boy, yo boy, Jay Fifth. Check them out. Check it out. It's going to be a hot night. It's definitely mayhem, just like every other mayhem. every show of mine, you know your girl, have to give major salute to Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Tupac was a major influence of the West Coast, among many other, you know what I'm saying? Because he was, you know, with the Snoop Dogs, the Eazy-E's, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, me personally, as forever, you know, Tupac is one of my favorite, you know, people to look up to as far as someone who passed away, who paved the way majorly for the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, many, many a times, you know, amongst many others who also did that blessing for us upcoming people and who is still out there, you know, making hits and granting wishes for upcoming artists and being a major, major youth in the entertainment business, you know what I'm saying? But in each one of my shows, I always have to have a moment for Tupac, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to bless the listeners right now. We're going to listen to All Eyes on Me, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're doing your thing, that's how it be. All eyes on you. Forget what everybody else say, as long as you're doing enough to get that attention, you dig? So, turn it up. Get ready for the best show ever, Mayhem Monday, Forever Hot Topics, because it's definitely going down in cyberspace with your girl. All right, now, turn it up.
Big Sight, New, Hank, Coco, Big Sir.
Yeah.
Y'all know how this shit goes, you know.
All eyes on me.
Buffalo,
roll up in the club.
Right.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas finna sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let the devil suck for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, fuck with me and get lost later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I'm 5 double O, being smoking flashy brain. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It seems my main thing was to be major paid. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga getting jealous, the motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but these folks won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like every time they pass. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a lost player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me, live the life of a thug nigga till the day I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Ain't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day, time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race, how long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple B, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curve. The nervousness, neglect, made me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this for wet and paycheck. Like a tight satellite, nigga, I'm forever balling. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker, duck, and get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, and keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Plus, it's in all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Buster Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Live the life of a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player. All eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Well,
will I survive? Will I die? Come on, let's stick to the possibility. Giving me thoughts. Lord is making a grip. I told the judge I was way smart. And that's why I blame shit. Was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager. On my mobile calling big shots. On a team major. Packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law. Bitches, I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw. Catching cases at a fast rate. Balling in the fast lane. Hustle till the morning. Never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga. Until the day I die. Live my life as a boss player. Cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit. I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my shit. Keep your head up, nigga. Make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory. The hoes is for the stress. The criminal lifestyle. He took us to bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker. Let's get rich and real. Kick it. All eyes on me.
All eyes on me, you know, all eyes stay on me. And that's just nothing but a constant because your girl is just impeccable and unusual. So seeing something like me is definitely something to stare at for a long time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yes, 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 folks. Yes, 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 folks. It's Mayhem Monday. With your girl forever, forever, ever, and ever, ever. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? People always be like, you know, so, I mean, of course, as you're an entertainer, of course, you always get the question. And me as an interviewer, I always ask this question, but why forever? Like, what made you choose that name, forever? I mean, and to me, it's simple. It's simple, straight up, you know what I'm saying? Because when I first came out, I was Thug Miss, and Thug Miss is definitely who I am, so I'm going to break it down. Now, Thug Miss, you know, was a name that I went by in my, you know, younger days, you know what I'm saying, in the rap game, and it's actually a balance, you know, because I was born and raised in the hood, you know, around gangsters, you know what I'm saying, doing my own thing, you know, but me being around these people, hanging out with them all the time, you know, getting into things that I shouldn't do, I also had this mentality, like, I can never be no gangbanger. Like, that's just what's not going to happen. So I was always girly, you know, dressing girly, makeup, and this, that, and the other, going to school, getting my education, doing what I got to do to become a businesswoman. And so that's basically what that name means. It's a balance, Thug Miss, a balance between two worlds that don't really collide together. You know what I'm saying? So I changed my name to Forever only because, you know, and Tupac actually inspired me again. Like, he's a major influence in my life, especially as an artist, you know what I'm saying? Tupac will always be alive in my eyes, you know what I'm saying? Not literally, but spiritually. All day. So I noticed that when Tupac passed away, and not only Tupac, but a lot of other greats, you know, that their music stays, their movie stays, whatever they did in the entertainment stays to where, yeah, that person may be missed in physical, you know, being here physically, but you always will be alive. You know, you can miss somebody and turn on their song and they still hear when they're gone. So my name is Forever because I've done a lot and will do a lot in the entertainment business. If I was to die any day, a part of me is always going to be here. A part of me will always be left here for those who love me and those who support me or whatever can always go back to. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can hear my voice at my own funeral type situation. You can see, you know, movies that I've done or videos that I've done on YouTube when I'm not here. So you don't have to be a big-time celebrity or a star to be a legend. Anything that's in your own mind is what will manifest. And so that's just basically what it is. And that's for any artist that's out there or any actor, anybody, you know, that got something that will stay here, even someone who builds things or someone who, you know, like, you know, the Mac, you know, boy, Mr. Jobs that recently passed away that did the Mac. Like, he's always going to be a legend because we always going to have Macs. We're always going to have those products. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's also back in Black history where all the people that invented the things that we use today, those names will always be taught to classes. Like, anybody that left their God-given talent here will always be legendary. You know, so that's basically what forever is. That's what forever means, something that's lifetime, lifelong, and beyond. You know what I'm saying? Leaving my legacy, paving the way for the upcoming beneath me. So that's basically what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get back to the topic of tonight, which is there a difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac? Now, when I was going out and about, you know, I tell my people, it's like, okay, this is what the show is going to be about. I had many, many different opinions, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you earlier in the show, my boy Trey Love broke it down in the show last week, which I think he did a fabulous job. But as I took the question to others, I was kind of like shocked at others' opinions and others', you know, whole idea of it. Some people feel like it is no difference. Some people feel like it is. And, you know, so it's just, that's what it is. That's the purpose of tonight, Forever Hot Topics, to get your opinions out there and to let it be heard. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it is what it is. You feel me? It is what it is. But, you know, your girl always have her moment when I put out there what I feel about any topic that I do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go to a song break. And then when I come back from that break, I will definitely go into my moment, to tell the listeners what I think a pimp, a player, and a Mac is. Is there a difference or is there not? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, then we're going to open the floor because I got my boy, Jay Fifth. He's going to be here up in the spaceship blessing you listeners with all the upcoming things that he has in store for you all. We keeping it pumping and popping with this West Coast movement. We have a lot of new artists that's coming in the game, making themselves known and recognized, you know what I'm saying, and doing major big things. And I feel majorly blessed to be a part of a circle as such. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is indeed. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Gotta keep it topic. Gotta keep it topic. All right, folks. So turn up your radio. Let loose. Kick your feet up. Get ready to call in and let the fun begin. Yes, indeed. It's going down, baby. Check.
They are,
man,
Snoop Dogg,
the
Return of the M.A.C.
I'm representing for my whole hood up in here. But I'm not about to get ghetto, though. Mingling with some women, feeling incredible.
bow. And I'm trying to bag a chick from a centerfold. And I'm trying to burn bread like it's finna be sold. Finally up in the game and they feeling me, coach. Cause I'm first class flying, I ain't finna be coached. Yeah, it's a celebration that never end. Tell a friend, girl, a Mac is back, baby.
Of endeavor, man, he was buzzing. He's on my level, he's on the pedal. Drive off slow, 7 deuce Cadillac, it's convertible. She wanna be where the magnet is at. Dog in the house while I'm cranking it back. They say, we say, you say, go. Take it to the top now, drop it down low. Mink on my back, suited and booty, crimped out, pimped out. What would you do if you was me? Would you hop on a freak while you're bop to the beat? Now we can take it.
Baby, I'm in the street. Top down so they can see.
Let them see.
We can hit the clubs and party hard.
Oh my God.
Cause I just bought out the bar.
Oh, yeah.
We can be fine from coast to coast.
Yeah.
Pop champagne and drink a toast. Now we sipping cafe control. Smoke that kush till we get low.
You better know that every day we stay fresh, and that's a nonstop. People got to know lifestyle in LA is different from any other. You know what I'm saying? We just swaggered out. We just all kind of things out. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to break it down because people who's representing that West should already know. So tonight, folks, the topic is there a difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac? Right now is my moment. And after my moment, we're going to set it off because, you know, I got my boy, yo boy, Jay Fifth in the spaceship tonight. And he's going to bless us with much, much information about himself and upcoming events. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned. Stay tuned. But as for now, is my moment, and I'm about to break down the topic and what I feel, you know. Now, I do feel like there is a difference between a pimp, player, a Mac, you know what I'm saying? Because if there was no difference, it wouldn't be different words. That's how I always look at things. I mean, yeah, you got syllables and blah, 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 blah. But none of that is such. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know people most of the time get, like, a pimp and a Mac. I don't want to say confused, but they feel like it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really the same. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to break it down right now. A pimp is a man or a woman, because, you know, us women is definitely bossing up, you feel me? So, it's a man or a woman who controls prostitutes, and arrange clients to gain earnings. You know, it's an occupation. It's a job. Like, if someone was to say, what is your title, what is your job occupation's title? A pimp. What is your, you know, functions? Oh, my job is to make sure I get these girls clients. I make sure they look good, make sure they living right, and do what I got to do as a pimp. You know what I'm saying? And a player is someone who's basically just skilled at manipulating the other person. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women these days, you hear, you know, they got you know, sugar daddies and this and that. You know, these girls is players. I wouldn't necessarily say they pimps or nothing of that nature, because these women are just, you know, like it says, you know, manipulating men to get what they want. They're not, it's not an occupation, it's not a job, it's not constant income. It's just something that they want, and they're going to tell that person to get it. It could be sex, it could be money, it could be drugs, it could be just kicking it at your house all day, using what you got. It really don't even matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what that is. And a Mac, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, you know, a Mac is like a it's like a person who's working on becoming a pimp. You know, it's like the basics, you know, what they got to do and how they got to do it to get to where they want to be. You know what I'm saying? A Mac is just someone who's wet behind the ears, fresh at what they're doing, and having that gift for gab to get what they want done to in order to become that pimp. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's basically my answer, my opinion of the topic of the night. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave it like that. Any callers have different opinions, call in 310-861-2317. So we're about to go into a music break. And when I come back, it's about that time for your boy, J5th. So keep it turned up. It's time to get it in. This is how we do it on the West Coast. You dig? I'm about to play a little bit of that Jay-Z, though. I'm about to take it to the East Coast real quick and play a little bit of that Big Pimpin'. So let's get it in.
Big Pimpin', baby. Thug 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, 'cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good, but I don't fucking feed 'em. First time they bust, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason? I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe 'em. In the cut where I keep 'em, till I need a nut, till I need to be the guts in it. Beep beep, and I'm picking 'em up, let 'em play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put chicken fits and cup, divorce 'em and split his buck. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I pass for nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen. I be forever mackin', heart cold in the fashions. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Oh, get your ass in, and let's ride.
Now sit back and beat my scenario. Oops, my bad, that's my scenario. No, I can't fuck a scary hoe. Now every time, every place, everywhere we go, hoes stop pointing and say, there he go. Now these motherfuckers know we carry more heat than a little bit. We don't pull it out over little shit. And if you catch a lick when I spit, then it won't be a little hit. Go read a book, you illiterate son of a bitch, and step up your vocab. Don't be surprised if your hoes have out with me and you see it coming down on your slab. Living gets so fabulous, so mad, you just can't take it. But nigga, if you hate now, then you wait while I get your bitch butt naked. Posted up in the pro zone. That's the track that we breaking these hoes on. Ain't the track that we flows on. Proving shit get hot, then the glide start popping like ozone. We keep hoes drunk like Trigger Man. We really don't get no bigger, man. Don't trip, let's just get sold on the flip, getting blow with the motherfucking Jigger Man.
We be big pimping, spending cheese. We be big pimping on BLADs. We be big pimping, now let's
it in my hood and call it buck. Everybody wanna ball, holla and brawl at the mall. You be up, watch them fall. Nigga, I can't fuck with y'all. If I wasn't rapping, baby, I would still be riding Mercedes. Coming down and sipping daily. No records tell why they pay me. Now what y'all know about them Texas boys? Coming down and candy toys. Smoking weed and talking noise.
Hey, little mama.
Hey.
What's your name?
Thug Miss.
Oh, is that right? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Your boy just want to holler at you for a minute, you know? I see you stunning your true religion, your Dolce & Gabbana
glasses. That's right. That's just how I get down.
Shopping at the Beverly Center and all that.
Right.
I'm looking for a girl just like...
Stop the bullshit, got no time to fall in love with a dick. I'm all about paper that stack real quick. Diamond belts on my hip, stubborn little mama, I ain't giving no lip. I tell a nigga zip, but just enough to be pleased with his deeds and his dollars up. Cutie pie named Isaac, met him at the right track. Now we swing in the sack, bringing tips right back, back. At a quarter to 12 a.m., Kasuli, gotta style my nails. You know I gotta stay dressed to impress. Baby fat jeans with the ice roll, lead necklace. Got the fellas on stuck when they look at my chest. Bitches hoping I'm a nigga pulling next to the lake. Window tinted bumping game in the turning lane. I be that girl Thug Miss, burning change the game. What? Isn't that? Isn't that funny? This nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. Well, isn't this funny, how I could use this dummy, thinking I love you, hell nah, nigga, give me the money. Hey, now, I like your style, damn, you look good, I'm focused now, design cut lined out the image of a maid, gave good direction, maids led between my legs, thought I was getting dick, only got lick, and cutie didn't even spit, swallowed all of it, job well done, gave a light breath, and I said, look, it's almost gone, send them straight for the sun, look. I put it like this, I provide the clitoris, nigga, you need this, I could be nice or I could be selfish, mind matter overflow could get the thoughts in a twist, I could simp, act like my feelings are men, tell you what you want to hear to lose the money clip, Lamborghini doors pulled up on the bent, doing what you can in a pinch to get the booty bent, isn't that funny, this nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body. Well, isn't this funny, how I could use this dummy, thinking I love you, hell no, nigga, give me the money. Clean cut, brother, looking real jazzy, said he'd do anything, he had to have me, he was old enough to be my damn daddy, so I called him daddy, and he tricked out my Chevy, 20-inch spinners with the chromed out fenders, Tinker Bell, Terror TVs, no antennas, 60 miles dipping down Crenshaw Boulevard, varieties of cute faces, lots of never-sized cars, what, do your thing, nigga, do your thing, rep a car club or fit the game, bang, profit from Miss Thang, her gang from Dope Slang, go hard on a bitch, we'll flip the same game, pussy is power like money and cocaine, got the potency to make a man wanna profit, me change his personality, the power of pussy, isn't that funny, this nigga gave me some money, cause he said I'm cute and got a nice ass body, Well, isn't this funny, how I could use this dummy, thinking I love you, hell no, nigga, give me the money, give me the money, black, white, nigga, give me the money,
give me the money,
give me the money,
that's
what it's about. That big old dollar sign. You feel me? You feel me? People need to get some priorities together up in here. You know what I'm saying? That was me, of course, your girl forever. You know, check me out, Hood Notes, and my upcoming album, Married to the Game, Part 1. You know what I'm saying? So, the topic of the night is there a difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac? You know what I'm saying? So for all those that's calling in and got their views, you know what I'm saying, take them those down, hold that thought, because it's time, people. It's time, people. My boy is in the spaceship right now. J-Fifth, you know what I'm saying? He has a lot of information for you guys, you know what I'm saying, and it's just gonna go down like that. So I just want to introduce to the listeners right now my boy JT Thompson, aka J-Fifth. What's going on, boy?
What's happening, man? I'm chilling, man. Just trying to make a way in this life. That's it, and do my thug fizzle. You feel me?
Man, all day, every day. You know, I feel you just like some warm clothes in a fucking cold night. You feel me? Like, I'm just too much feeling you, just too much. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I say, the reason why I do this show, you know what I'm saying, is because, you know, it's for us. You know, it's for us upcoming people, you know, that's serious about the business and doing big things. I feel like it's important for you guys to be heard, you know?
Exactly. That's real talk right there. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So, man, J-Fifth. First, you know, I just want you to tell the listeners who you are, you know, about yourself, like who you are, and, you know, to give the listeners a little bit of some about your name and why you chose your name to be J-Fifth. What does it mean? You know, give the people a little background about who you are as an individual.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, everybody was good, what's happening, you know, J-Fifth, that's the name, you know, formerly known as JT. A lot of people know me from a few TV shows I've been on. I was on BET College Chill, Virgin Islands, 2007. I did MTV's Pimp My Ride, MTV's Yo Mama, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people probably know, heard, or seen me on them few shows or whatever. But J-Fifth is not an official name. I'm an MC for all the television stuff. A lot of people don't know that I was doing my music prior to any TV appearances. That started way back in 2003. I've been rapping since like 99 or whatever, writing songs, producing, and everything. So the whole name J-Fifth derived from, I just took JT, and my original name used to be Fifth Element, and I just, you know, combined the two. I felt that I needed, you know, to have a more mature name. I didn't want to have Fifth Element, legal issues, too many people with it. So I just basically combined the JT and the Fifth Element together and came up with J-Fifth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Fifth Element swagged out.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? The Fifth Element was more of the lyrical side of me. I was really like one of the backpack hip-hop self-conscious type rappers back in my heyday when I was in high school at Fremont High, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm battling and stuff as JT, when I used to be on the yard battling, I'm just ripping people apart. That was a swag side. So I just combined the two and, you know, just turned it into J-Fifth. That's it, you know?
Man, that is what it do. That is what it do. Now, you said you started in 99. Like, what made you start to, like, what awakened this talent in you as a youngster? Like, you know, what did you experience to make you say, okay, well, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to be?
Oh, well, man, honestly, at first, man, I wanted to be a singer, and all that happened in eighth grade when I seen these singers come to my middle school before I graduated. The girls were spazzing over these dudes. I was on stage singing. They didn't even know these dudes, man. They spazzing, running to the stage, and I'm like, damn, I need to be a singer. I want to be a singer. So I tried that for a little bit. It didn't really work out. And then when I went to the Cash Money and Rough Rider tour in 99, my friend is DMX. So I went to the concert and seen DMX had the same effect on the women as a singer, dude. Women were crying, spazzing, man, reciting all his words. And I said, well, I ain't got the singing voice. I just found a new niche, man. I'm going to be a rapper now. So that's how that kind of evolved. I've always been a hip-hop head, man, since the 80s. I've always been in the LL Cool J music, all that stuff, man. I'm an 85 baby. So, I mean, I came out the womb with headphones on listening to hip-hop from the East and the West Coast.
Hello, yes, yes. Ditto, ditto. Yes. All day. You know, I hear you mention the ladies, and you mentioned LL Cool J, and, you know, these are some, you know, LL Cool J is definitely a ladies' man, so, you know, from right. What I'm hearing you saying is definitely the ladies.
Well, I mean, more so, man, I'm all about not just that, but more importantly, I think, you know, hip-hop is a form of self-expression in L.A.,
yes.
Cali, on the West Coast
definitely.
Alone. We don't get the notoriety we deserve, and
I
we don't
agree.
Make it as fast as other people. So, you know, it's just putting that positive message out there, trying to get our people back together and letting everybody know, just coming out of L.A., it's not all about Bloods and Crips. It's not about what set you from or what hood you from. So that was one of my main big things besides the whole thing about the ladies. The more important part was, like, you know, L.A. has to have a new message to it besides what's being put out, you know.
Yes, yes. And it seems like, you know, that you mentioned that, you know, the West Coast is not getting the, you know, notoriety and recognition as it deserves. You know, back in the day with Tupac and, you know, Snoop and everybody with that gangster rap, you know, that was fresh. It was fresh to the ear.
Exactly.
It was fresh. You know what I'm saying? And it's a time where, you know, you got to evolve. You got to evolve. It's more to the West Coast than guns. It's more to the West Coast than wearing colors and et cetera,
exactly.
et cetera. And so I definitely agree with you of that being kind of like what's holding us back low-key as far as, you know, crossing over and doing what we need to do to be, you know, world known. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's why I'm also mentioned before, like, yes, it is the West Coast movement, but I did mention the new West Coast movement. And
yeah.
to me, like, the new West Coast movement, which is definitely something that you're a part of, you know what I'm saying? You
yeah.
play a
yeah.
major role because you are upcoming, you know, you're an 80s baby, and you know what it takes. You've been there.
Yeah.
You're old enough to see how it was in the 90s, and now you're, you know, it's like you got the ball in your court, and you've just been trained enough to know what you got to do to get us back to the championship. You feel me?
Exactly. I feel you.
You know, I was listening to your music. And you're doing a mighty good job of that. I love how you mentioned God, and I love how you're spiritual. That is something that really caught my eye. I'm loving it. I'm just
Thank
loving
you. I appreciate
it.
That. Thank you.
You know, so once you just, you know, I mean, of course, everybody knows you're from L.A., but, you know, there's major different parts. You know, you got L.A., Inglewood, Watts, Compton, et cetera, et cetera. So just tell the listeners, you know, where you from.
Man, I'm from the East Side, Low Bottoms, man. If
East Side,
knows,
baby.
Man, I'm in
East
40,
Side,
man,
baby.
Yeah, East Side, baby. And for all the L.A. listeners, they know where that's at, man, on the other side of that 110 freeway, man. They know where it's at.
Yes, yes, yes. I used to say, man, you go past that 110, you're on the East Side. That's it.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's it. Straight on
out. But I represent South Central, man. I represent the East Side, the Low Bottoms of South Central, man.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what it do.
Yeah.
That's definitely what it do. So I see, you know, you got your mixtape out that's called Free Food. You know, can you tell the listeners a little bit some about your mixtape that's out and about right now?
Oh, Free Food is just basically a cool little sample. I think it's about like 12 to 13 solid tracks on Free Food. I released it a few months ago, before the summer. And I had took kind of a hiatus off the music because I started writing films, acting, and filming and everything. You know about that, Forever, because you was in one of the features I did.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely definitely a Writer for Life alumni.
You already know. So,
yes, all day, every day.
Exactly. So after my hiatus, I just had to get back on the music because music is my passion. Like I tell everybody, I say music is my wife and film is my mistress. So I had to get back and start showing my wife some love before the divorce papers came. So I just hit people, man, with a with a touch of free food. It's just a West Coast straight original. I kind of went old school on everybody, gave them a little spiritual in it, lyrical, everything, party music. It's just a cool mixtape, man, just to get let people know that it's not, I'm not a game when it comes to the music, that I am full-fledged on music.
Okay, 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 you know. And like I was telling you earlier, you know, like I said, I was listening to your, some of your songs, and I'm definitely anxious to play one of your singles that I'm loving. It's called Filling My Life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
You.
So, for real. For real. I mean,
appreciate.
I applaud you. I think that you're really talented. You're doing a damn thing.
I appreciate that from the heart, for real.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, listeners, right now I'm about to play some of that from your boy's mixtape. Is this from your mixtape, right? Free Food?
Yeah, it's from Free Food.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because it's free food for that soul right now. I'm about to play right now. You feel me? This is your boy, Jay Fifth, for Filling My Life. Turn it up.
Yeah. Okay. Love. Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. It feels good to be alive, so I praise God for a peace of mind. No stress though. It's a new me, none less though. Than the drama, I repoed out. It's hard to be driven when the devil's in your route. They say the best things in life ain't free, so I tend to fall when I have disbelief. The head chief of the UT bangers. They think I gangbang cause I dropped a lot of bangers. Used to be a singer in my heyday. Now I'm killing rap, no mayday. It's payday, your man got bars. And my heart still rests UTR. I'm aiming for the top and I'm never gonna stop. Even then when I'm pinned in that casket drop. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. No one else can do it like I. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. No one else can do it like I'm on my way, I'm seeing it now. Going to the top, Grammys bound. Back when I was grinding, it was hard to get a feature. As soon as I hit, everybody want a feature. Time to take a breather, woo-sah to it. Inhale, exhale, gotta walk to it. Had to talk to it, you want it, then speak it. At first I seen it, then I believed it. Had to receive. God gave the best. I can't fall short, giving God all a wreck. Never half step, poetry in motion. Catch me coasting, listening to the ocean. Mr. Love Potion, number 39. Smiles that charm and that fits my design. As I unwind, God giving signs. I'm here to provide music for the blind. Hear it. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. No one else can do it like I. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. Yeah. Feeling good and I'm feeling my vibe. No one else can do it like. As hard as I deliver, I know that y'all consider. Thinking I'm a figure, being a bigger nigga. See that word nigga puts a bad taste in my taste buds. It's tearing down my race, then tore down my race. I'm seeing that's an issue, but rappers nowadays don't see the bigger picture. All they see is ice and bomb looking hoes. Nobody's intelligent and thinking no more. It's all about dough, that's why I'm Neo. Living in this matrix, I play the hero. See I'm in my zone, let the band play. Cause either way it go, I'ma do it my way. Who cares what they say, death to a hater. I'm the realest MC on your record player. Only spit the truth, it seems that we lost. See, if you don't like me, gon' cut me off.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Stupid, JT. What's up, man? What's up?
Oh, man, shit. I'm just enjoying myself, man. I'm talking to you. It's been a long time. We need to collab on the track.
It's
lovely right now. And I wanted to say, man, I commend you on what you're doing, too, forever, because a lot of people ain't out here grinding, man. They just sitting on their ass, not making no moves, not trying to do nothing with themselves or letting their dreams come to them. And we dreamers, man. We opportunists, and we hop on what we got to do, and I just want to commend you on what you're doing. You feel me?
You know what? And I thank you so much. I thank you so much. I just want to tell the listeners a little something, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say my first time actually seeing JT was on College Hill. this is how good God is, and this is why those need to keep up with their dream, you know, and it's all about putting that foot down and making stuff happen, because if you stay asleep, it's going to stay a dream, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this good-looking-ass brother on College Hill. Yes, I was a fan. Yes, I was. I'm like, ooh. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know, so I kept up with the show. And then I went out for an audition, like, you know, probably a year or so later. I went out for an audition for another movie. And then I didn't get that part. And the cast, the people that was casting for the role was like, why don't you come back? Because, you know, JP's, you know, have a movie called Devil's Association. You should, you know. So that's what I did. I went to the auditions, and then sure enough, everything just happened like that. You know, so ever since the Deaf Blind Association, you know, we found out we got music in common. You know, we working on a lot. Both of us is very hardworking people, and it's such an honor to, you know, be at this level with you right now. You know what I'm saying? In your life and in mine.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, that's definitely. Great. I feel like, you know, hey, you're making it happen.
The sky's the limit.
You're making it happen. Yes, all day, every day. All day, every day. Yes. So, you know, I know the whole you directing and doing the whole film thing, like, how did that come up? How did that come out? Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, the whole directing thing, I've always been a story writer, you know, since I was young. And I didn't know I had a divine passion for filmmaking until I wrote Deaf by Association. And Deaf by Association was the first actual feature film that I wrote of many. And I'm the type of person forever, like, if I go to people for resources, I'm not gonna stick my hand out and ask anybody for favors. You know, if you can give me a few pointers, if you expertise in the field I'm after, I'm going to ask you for a few pointers here and there. You give me the advice, I'm going to take it, run with it, and do it on my own. With DBA, man, I really my help was limited. You know, shouts out to Ruben Johnson, who was a DP on there.
Hey, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to a lot of people that helped. Our help was limited, and it was a nobody. And we made it happen, man, through God and great people like you who came out with no pay. You knew it was like headaches here and there, but you came out and we did it. So, I mean, the filmmaking
thing. And it was such a success. Such a success.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful thing, man. And I thank you guys for it. And, I mean, I look at it like this, like the whole film experience, music is off the chain for me, and I love it, and film is just it's just like a fresh breath of air for me, so that's how I fell in love with the whole directing thing.
Man, well, that's what's up all day, every day. So I know you mentioned, you know, of course we all made clear that Deaf by Association was definitely one of your projects. Was there any other projects that you have out or that is in the working?
Oh, well, right now, I just finished earlier this year, I finished a web sitcom that I wrote, co-wrote on, and as well as shot, edited. It's called Checkmate. It's pretty much like the four brothers with, not four brothers, but the brothers meet Waiting to Excel, but for people like in their mid-20s, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real cool comedy. It was the first comedy sitcom I wrote. 12 episodes. It's cool. It'll be out next year, about mid to late spring. And I also got a few features that I'm working on, like 2K12, you know, Rider for Life. We not playing no games. We coming and hitting everybody hard on the film and the music, too.
Man, that's what it's about. Like, what else can you do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't leave it just in one genre of business. You know, take it out, and that's exactly what you're doing and doing a magnificent job at it.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem. And, you know, you also was telling me about a clothing line that's, you know, up right now and up and coming. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit something about that, because I see a lot of people, a lot of artists is coming out with that stuff. So I'm kind of looking into that, too, about the clothing lines, because,
you know,
as I look around, I feel that's what's kind of popping these days.
Oh yeah, never limit your dream or whatever. Never limit your dreams, because I mean, like I said, sky's the limit. I mean, shit, hell, the universe is the limit with us, because we dream chasers. But I just inked a clothing line endorsement deal with Kyo Esquire, who's, and they're also I just signed on to their management group as well. But Kyo Esquire is a new up and coming clothing line from Los Angeles. One of the designers did 10 years. In prison, got out, wanted to make a turnaround, and he just started out with hats, T-shirts, and hoodies. Now he has jeans. He has his own women line. We just did a photo shoot a week and a half ago for it. It's a beautiful thing, man, and it's all about the clothing line is just uplifting your spirit, your soul. It's positive sayings on it, and everything we're putting out has, like, a positive message to it, which is the most important thing. So I just inked a cool little deal with them, which is beautiful, man. I only got that through the grace of God. So shout outs to Kyle Esquire Clothing. Shout out to Kyle. You know, everything is lovely right now for us.
Man, I'm so happy for you. That's what it do. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. You know what I'm saying? And if you need anybody to advertise some shit, you better let me know. You better let me know. I know y'all gonna have some women's wear, right?
Oh, yeah, we do. That's what I'm saying. That's a definite.
Yeah, so please keep me posted. Please keep me posted.
I will, definitely.
Yeah, so I want to move on to another one of your singles that, you know, is straight up banging. It's called Write It Out. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, anything you got to say about Write It Out?
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Shauna Ray, who's on the hook. Write It Out is just a cool little banger, man, a female and guy joint, you know what I'm saying, for all you riders and ride-its out there. So it's a cool banger, man. I just hope everybody out there love it and feel it.
Man, well, y'all heard it from him himself, Jay Sif. Check out hot single, Write It Out. Turn it up.
One shot to get my mind right. Two shots for the rhyme. One shot to get my mind right. Two shots for the rhyme light. Three shots for the limelight. Yeah, the feeling good. At least I think it. The feeling good. At least I feel like it. The feeling good. At least I think it is. You know what it is. This feeling here got me kind of buzzed. Taking me back to what I thought it was.
I
mean, love, you got me on that. You're taking me back to when I felt that. Your body hella right, but you're so better. I felt after my ex, it couldn't get better. But I found you from the highest heaven. From here on out, it's no half-stepping. And I'm not letting you slip away. You like an angel from the sky that have flown away. I mean that, and that's real talk. You be killing the streets with your catwalk. Click, clack, one shot for the way you do. And there ain't no denying the way I'm feeling you.
All that I'll be down for you.
Yeah. One shot to get your mind right. Smelling fresh,
yeah,
with your pedicure,
so
I mean pedicure,
sorry.
Hey, you're so sure. It's like the way you got me feeling make me want more. And I adore your Christian Dior. A freak up in the sheets, but you're so pure. Stay fitted while you in the latest fashion. You keep a rider smiling, I'm enlightened by your passion. Intrigued by your laughter, sexy flashing. Time to make a movie, baby, lights, camera, action. Let me direct while we do the acting. Rock my boat while I'll be the captain. Filling your CeeLo, you never was a CEO. It's funny how you remind me of me, though. Throw it like Tivo, I caught that heart. We'll never ever let this love here tear apart. Like, get your mind right.
Can't be satisfied.
Two shots for the limelight.
Focus on your body. Feels like you got it.
Three shots for the spotlight. To make the song shine. Get it like we like two peas bees in the pizza. Cold in the streets, but we high in the spizza. Found you on the blizzard. Guitar, cause you dizza. The other ones that was only after my kizza. You found me, I'm a lowest. I'm loving that you humble. Lady in the streets, but you always down to rumble. Not a loud muff, but you quiet on your tip. Real intelligent, plus you want some hood ish. Stay talking ish, but love to back it up. Head to the sky, I can never get enough. Never wanna fuss, straight drama free. You ride or die, sort of, so I feel you part of me. Props to the G for sending you to me. I owe it all to him, let's ride to the beat. Like,
first
shot to get your mind right.
Wow, my nigga, that's just some straight West Coast fluid. My boy Jay Fest, man.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy. I'm loving it. I'm loving everything you bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? I wish you much luck and success. You already successful. You already there, my boy. I just want you to keep it going.
Oh, I will, and I appreciate you for that. Thank you so much.
Yes, and so there are some songs on YouTube and everything. This is the moment right now that I actually want you to, you know, tell the people what's out there, how can they see it, how can they retrieve it, your Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. The floor is yours.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can definitely reach me, get in contact, man, via Twitter, Facebook. MySpace is dead, but MySpace, YouTube, everything is J5th. You can just Google J5th, J-A-Y, space, the number 5, T-H. That's J5th. You can hit me up anytime. I'm not arrogant. I'm not cocky. I love collaborating with everybody. I love chasing dreams with dream chasers and seeing everything happen. I'm always on Twitter, always on Facebook. Get at me. Hit me up. I got a show this Thursday coming up in Hollywood. Just get at me on Twitter. All the information is on there. Yeah, as far as what's buzzing now, on another musical presentation called Headaches and Heartbreaks, and that's going to be a short film, which is going to be like a musical comprised of all my videos and the album put together in a story form. So that'll be dropping the top of next year, February 14th is the release date for it. And the single out right now that's buzzing on the internet is My Issues or whatever. So check all that out and get at me.
I hope y'all had a pen and a motherfucking pad because my boy got too much going on, too much going on to keeping you down. You know what I'm saying? Well, it was definitely an honor to have you on my show.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
and I'm definitely looking forward to doing more projects with you, musically, film-wise. Man, it don't even matter. Let's get it in.
Oh, as we should and as we will.
Okay, well, you know, this is Forever Hot Topics, and the topic question for tonight is there a difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac? What you think?
Man, of course it is, man. It's a huge difference. You can't even compare the three. It's a huge difference. Whatever.
Okay. So to you, like, what is the difference? What is the difference between the three?
Well, I mean, in my theory, in my personal theory, it's just an opinion. I think a pimp is someone who launders women on the corner for money, whatever, for profit. Pimp is a manipulator, in a sense. And, I mean, he's just, pimps are, it's all about money to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all about money to pimps, manipulation, prostitution, and getting that profit. With a player is different from a pimp because a player have a girlfriend. He have his main one, but like three or four other ones on the side. And the cool part about it, I mean, it's not really cool, but I mean, a player, they're not abusive like pimps are. It's verbally abusive or physically abusive. that make you feel on top of the world and like you number one or whatever. And a Mac is sort of like a pimp minus the abuse. A Mac, he can get in your head and manipulate you and make you feel on top of the world and just basically become your puppet master, you know, with a few words and make you choose and do all that other type of stuff. Without even putting his hands on you, he can just say something real cool, slick, and it'll put you in your place. He ain't got to do all the hand raising, get on the street corner, beep, bleep, all this other type of stuff. So that's the difference in my opinion.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
I think it was well said. I think, you know, in your opinion, you kind of got it down pat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, are you any one of those?
I used to be one of the two of the three, and it wasn't a pimp. So,
long time ago.
So let's say I can answer that question through experience.
Hey, that is the best answers ever. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely see how you're a little player. little gift for gab with a charming little smile.
Nah.
So that's what it does.
Yeah.
Yes. So, again, thank you so much for blessing us with your presence in the spaceship right now, making mayhem on this Monday in cyberspace. You know what I'm saying? You're welcome to listen to the rest of the show. I have a caller calling in right now, so you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to keep it pushing. You feel me? If you have anything else you want to say or anything that you kind of left out, you know, this is the time.
Oh, yeah. No, I just want to give you a shout-out, man, for having me. It's an honor. It's very much from the heart appreciated, man, from the heart and soul. I thank you so much, you know, just for the opportunity. And I just want to shout-out, man, everybody out there that's getting it, that's supporting forever because she's really on the grind. Highly underestimated, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all cop her album and continue. Let's support each other, man. We like, on the West, we all like crabs in a barrel. You know, one person trying to get up, the other person pull them down. So let's cut that out. Let's move forward, help each other, and do for each other. And let's smash the game. That's what the South is doing. It's time the West take the name back.
And the East, though. And the East side.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's the thing. I definitely agree. Man, it's too much hating going on in the West. And you know what? See, look at the shit. Look, people. You done motivated another topic that I want to have on my show. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, what is the problem, West Coast? ?
Exactly.
So, I feel you big time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to move it along, and you have a wonderful and blessed night. And if you want to stay on, because I'm going to bring on this caller, and I'm going to see what's going on. You feel me?
Oh, for sure. I appreciate you, and thank you. I'm going to keep tuning in, so I'm here.
All right, most definitely. All right, folks. So that was my boy, Jay Fifth. Check him out. Google your boy, J-A-Y space. Number 5TH, you know what I'm saying? It's time to get it in. Support a friend. It's going down. So I got a caller, 830. What it do?
Hey, what's up? I'm just calling in this Monday.
You calling in this Monday? There's definitely mayhem going on in the building. I just want you to tell the listeners what your name is.
My name is Jackie, and I'm just calling in, number one, to shout out to the host.
Hey.
You're doing it. You is doing it big. You know, I heard about the show probably a few weeks ago. I just put it to the side, and I'm like, you know, let me check this out. What's this about? You know, you're doing your thing. You got your little, you're organized. You know what you're doing. It's what's up.
Hey, you know, that's how you got to be. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. It is.
I called in because I was interested on what topic you had this week.
Okay, yes. The topic is there a difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac. And you just heard the opinion from my boy Jay Fist. You know what I'm saying? So, and you're like, you know, as a woman, what is your opinion?
Well, he really took the words out of my mouth on some of it, but I kind of got a little different swang on it. Something like a pimp. Yeah, I could feel all that abuse and all, but it's more about, like, being single. Like you said, you know, with a player, they got a girlfriend. A pimp, he's more single, and, you know, he got girls, you know, and that's just what he do. And, like, a player, yeah, he going to have a girlfriend, but he going to have a couple on the side, just like your boy Jay Fifth said. The only difference, I think, is a Mac ain't somebody who is like a player or a pimp without abuse or something like that. But a Mac is somebody who tries to holler at girls, but he ain't nothing but a scrub. So he macking because that's all he got is his mouthpiece. He ain't got no swag. All mouthpiece ain't nothing but a Mac.
So funny. Oh,
I'm
going to
tell you which one girls is. Girls, they not feeling a player because, you know, don't nobody want to get cheated on. And they not feeling a Mac. A girl is more likely to mess with a pimp. Why? Because he keep it 100. He ain't trying to make you his girlfriend. You know what it is. He put all his, you know, get down on his sleeves. You know you messing with a pimp when you messing with a pimp. So as a girl, if they going to be with somebody, most likely it's the reason why pimps got all them girls.
And it's sad, you know what I'm saying? It's sad that I honestly think, like, I mean, if women only realize how much power to the P, they realize their true worth. Like, how can you belittle yourself of that nature? Why do you think that women do belittle themselves of that nature to be under a pimp's control and, you know, giving them their money and taking the abuse? Like, what do you think that stems from?
I really don't understand. If it was me and I was willing to just give it up for money, I would make my own business, real talk. But maybe it's the insecurity of, you know, with a pimp, they also can, you know, talk you smooth. So they probably feel like that's the only attention that they could get. That's like a real relationship, like a family. Maybe somebody who give it up that easy has no sense of, like, homeness, no sense of, you know, self-esteem, so they just got to, you know, go with the flow and, you know, do what somebody else tell them to do.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, hey,
I personally might have to start my own pimp business, so if any of these females out here that's willing to give it up is listening, I'm going to give my phone number at the end of the show, and we can get it done together. Who ruled the world is girl.
Hello. You know, that is so funny you say that because you know what? It can happen, girl, because these females is, there's some females out here that is just too low and willing.
Yeah, and willing. And all it takes is just for somebody to make you feel beautiful, and that's all a woman wants is to feel beautiful.
You feel beautiful, safe, and stable.
Yeah, and they just want attention, so that's what all cries are for, attention.
Yeah, you know, I agree most definitely. I mean, it seemed like you know a little bit too much about this topic, you know what I'm saying? Because
I had to call in on it
because
I'm about to start my own business, too. I hear Jay Fitz out here with all his accomplishments. Let me do something, too, so I could put it on the Twitter and the Facebook and the Mayhem Monday.
That's why your ass gonna be the next Heidi Fleiss up in here, right?
Right.
You is too much right now. Oh my goodness, Jackie is in the spaceship right now, killing it right now in cyberspace. Let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? So, is there anything else you would like to say?
I do. I want to ask if you can play a song. I like to hear one of them forever songs. If you could just go on and play that for me. I'm about to hop in the shower.
You know what? I can definitely do such. You know what I'm saying? You know, that is just, oh my God, look, I'm blushing.
I need something like that. I went to go get my hair done, and the lady was closed, and now I'm all down. I need something forever to make me feel better. So if you could go on and play that for me, I'm going to be listening.
Man, and that's what I'm definitely going to do. I'm going to play a little bit of that fuck you, you know what I'm saying, especially based on what you just said, you feel me, about people
right.
being closed and shit. Like, come on now, you're supposed to keep it open. Money is talking.
Money
is coming
is
in when it's coming in, and how dare you be closed? How dare
right.
you? But I'm
going
to definitely do that. And I thank you so much for calling in, and I thank you for the support.
Oh, yeah. You give me another good topic, I'll call that.
Oh, man. It's going to be topics. And, you know, in honor of Bishop Don Juan's birthday this month, you know, this month is a lot about pimping. So I must say to all, ho, 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 and have a merry motherfucking Christmas. You feel
all
me?
Right, yes, I do.
All right, girls. So I'm going to definitely play that for you. You
thank
have a good old night. And if you stay in, enjoy the show. And
thank you
so much for your support. I love you, and thank you so much.
All day. Thank you.
All right, people. Yes, y'all heard it. Request your girl forever. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go ahead and bump fuck you. Put your middle fingers up if you're feeling the same way. Turn it up. In a crunch right now, in a major, major crunch, you feel me? And I don't think it's done on an accident. I don't. You people, there's the people with the money and the people without the money. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's time for folks to get their priorities together. And their priorities is this. Like, put the drama aside. Stop hating. Stop worrying about the next motherfucking person. You know what I'm saying? Get your own business. Start your own movement. Stop bashing folks, hating. You know, talking mess behind people's back and smiling in their face like everything is okay. Like, all this stuff that's going on right now is irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? What people need to start looking at is survival, basically. Basically, survival. So, it's fuck everything else. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing with this song is, honestly, like, fuck everything else. It's about me and my survival and my well-being. And that's from my money, the roof over my head, the people that's in my circle, the things that I do. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I can say on that note. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's about. So everything else that ain't about money or beneficial to you in a good way, fuck you. Put that middle finger up because that's just the way it is. Yes, in the spaceship tonight, I have my boy, JT, JT, a.k.a. J-Fifth. You know what I'm saying? Check out your boy on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. He also have a show that's coming up. So go ahead and go on to his page and check out all the information that's going to be there. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be Thursday in Hollywood. So check it out. You feel me? So I'm going to play some more of that J-Fifth. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just how I get down. The purpose of this show is for upcoming artists and upcoming artists only. And not only that, but upcoming people that's in different genres of the entertainment business. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it in, turn it up. You know what I'm saying? The topic for tonight is there a difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac? So far, so good. You know what I'm saying? From the opinions that was expressed tonight, there is a major, major, major difference between the three, and I agree. So get them facts together as you turn it up and listen to another J-Fifth hit single, Something You Could Bump. And then after Something You Could Bump, I'm going to play That's On Me. It's all about JT, a.k.a. J-Fifth. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. All right, let's get it in, folks. Let's get it in. I'm going to start it off with Something You Could Bump. Then I'm going to go on to That's On Me. And then for the remainder of the night, I will be taking calls, and I will be doing it just like that, based on J-Fifth, who was in the spaceship tonight, and based on the topic of the night. It is definitely mayhem, folks. So let's get it in. Turn it up.
Yeah, I hear my thoughts clearer, staring through the mirror. I'm going harder every bar as I get nearer. Destination, I'm becoming one of the greatest. Okay. I'm thinking about the grind and heavy times that I'm facing in this land that I'm living in. People talking gibberish about how fit and hot and how they get this just they feeling it. Why? I don't know. I got the sickest flow. I'm on my Rodney Go tip and it seems that they don't hear me though. Beats by lyrics, perfection at its best. I got to be the best kept secret on the west. None left. Jay Willa, than most of these rappers that y'all consider, that's in your top five. I'm taken by surprise. Y'all been begging for music, but y'all listen to this job. As soon as I arrive, the game got shooker. The Mac is about to run, all you industry hookers. This the music you could ride to, something you could bump. Play this through your stereo, bang it in your trunk. Live through your area, Jay about to carry it. Through changes you be hearing in your music through your stereo. This the music you could ride to, something you could bump. Play this through your stereo, bang it in your trunk.
Live through your area. Jay brought the carrier. Through changes you be hearing in your music through hysteria. Girls say I'm real, I'm just keeping it 100. I just do this for my passion. It's simply cause I love it. No one is above it. Haters, you can shove it. I'm gonna be here forever, so you either hate or love it. Throwing up the dubs, toast to the life. So I guess if I'ma do it, I gotta do it right. Smiles to the one that hurt me in my past. I guess karma's a wish, so I sit back and laugh. LOL, nothing but smiley faces. Them backstabbers and stab me all up in my faces. Now I'm trading places with my foot up in the air. They do dirt on my name, but I really don't care. See, I'm here to share my happiness around. I ain't bitter, but I figure I'm the real estate and found. 10 toes down, check my apparel. You will never ever meet another rider on my level. It's the music you can ride to, something you can bump. Play this through your stereo, bang it in your trunk. Live through your area, Jay bought the carrier. Through changes you be hearing in your music through your stereo. It's the music you can ride to, something you can bump. Play this through your stereo, bang it in your trunk. Live through your area, Jay bought the carrier. Through changes you be hearing in your music through your stereo. This the music you can ride to, something you can bump. Play this through your stereo, bang it in your trunk. Live through your area, Jay bought the carrier. Through changes you can hear and in your music through your stereo. This the music you can ride to, something you can bump. Play this through your stereo, bang it in your trunk. Live through your area, Jay bought the carrier. Through changes you can hear and in your music through your stereo. Ride to, bump, stereo, trunk.
All day.
Yeah. Focus on the beat. What up, big bruh? Good morning, man.
A ride of life radio.
Yeah. Sunny outside, shooting me a breeze. Chain hanging low, wrist on freeze. 501s, pressed in crease. ASC smelling good on me. I ain't trying to stunt, but I look good. Waves to the sole of my shoes look good. Get it understood, JB a rider. Born and raised on the evil east side of LAC, South Central's finest. City of angels, I be the flyer. Transforming flows, Optimus Prime. Please do rewind, it's that I keep shining. Blue line. Grind, east to the west, north to the south, the grind don't rest. Feeling so blessed, God on my chest. And right about now it's looking good on the west.
Feeling so good, that's on me. Gotta keep it rider, that's on me. And I'm looking so good, that's on me. Living life as I should, and I put that on me. I'ma do me, that's on me. Living life stress free, and that's on me. I'ma grind to the T, that's on me. Won't lose to the beat, and I put that on me.
Check my status, feeling my vibe. Trying to search around who can do it like I. People love to hate, let's not mention. My time too expensive to pay them attention. Glad that you listen, swag nonfiction. Real hip hop best fits my description. California living, West Coast based. Don't get offended, I'm here to replace. Out with the old, in with the new. I know you suckers doubt me, but watch what I do. My lane up a suit, got me high. Laying in the sky right above cloud nine. Time to unwind. Coasting and rolling, the West Coast savior has now been chosen. Now unfolding, living so free. I gotta keep it real, and that's on me.
Feeling so good, that's on me. Gotta keep it rider, that's on me. And I'm looking so good, that's on me. Living life as I should, and I put that on me. I'ma do me, that's on me. Living life stress free, and that's on me. I'ma grind to the T, that's on me. Won't lose to the beat, and I put that on me. Feeling so good, that's on me. Gotta keep it rider, that's on me. And I'm looking so good, that's on me. Living life as I should, and I put that on me. I'ma do me, that's on me. Living life stress free, and that's on me. I'ma grind to the T, that's on me. Won't lose to the beat, and I put that on me. Me. That's on me. That's on me. That's on me.
Ride up our life, radio exclusive.
That's on me. That's on me.
That's on me. That's Mayhem Mondays, Forever Hot Topics, is the best radio show that's going down in cyberspace. You'll dig. Definitely, folks. Yeah, this is your girl Forever. You know what I'm saying? Your girl is definitely going to be at the second jazz bar this weekend downtown L.A. Want to come check out your girl live? You know what I'm saying? It's 10 to get in. It's from 9 to 2 in the morning. You definitely will enjoy yourself, and you definitely will have a good time. So come on out. Support your girl. You know what I'm saying? It's hosted by Dismos and Rick Hart. Serious Pimpin'. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down on the west side where I ride. You feel me? So the topic for tonight was, is there a difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac that was definitely inspired by my boy, Trey Love? You know what I'm saying? Also, keep posted with Trey Love. He's also on Facebook, Twitter, and et cetera, for upcoming shows and events that's soon to come to you. You know, we had different opinions about the topic from a woman, from a man. Loved it. I think, you know, it don't take much to please me. It don't take much to please me, but your girl is definitely pleased by the outcome of tonight's show. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it in, folks. And I do want to talk about this because it does mean dear to me. When, you know, I was a youngster, I'm not going to tell the listeners how old I am right now. You know, it's just irrelevant. I'm 21, forever. But anyway, since I was about 13, I always envisioned myself being a big West Coast rap artist as a female, you know, because ain't no female got it like me. Just like nobody got it like nobody because everybody's individual. So I definitely believe that the West Coast will be in a major good hands with your girl as being another, you know, representer that's out and about doing things, sharing things, you know, my way. You know, that was since I was like a youngster, 13, 14 type shit. It's amazing to me how here it is now, and no female got that position, though, on the West Coast. And, you know, it's never just one position. But like my boy mentioned earlier in the show, that, you know, the West Coast is in critical condition only because of the mentalities of each other. You know what I'm saying? You got all these people who have been in the game, you know what I'm saying, that's out here, and you have all this upcoming talent. You got people who could do this for you, get you to these places, get you to those places in order for yourself to be heard and represented. But it's always like a shady little way that is being handled. Like, what's going on? Why is it that, you know, it's a crab. It, like he said, like the crabs in the barrel. I noticed that because in this time there should be somebody out, like some female or some new West Coast artist that's really banging. I mean, you do have those few, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, due to gang violence, you know what I'm saying, a lot of our fallen soldiers have failed. And not only through gang violence, but through conspiracy, you know, when you got a lot of power over the masses, that's not going the way, you know, those in control wants it to go. You know, you have those little things that's come into play. But it is a lot of hating, though. I ain't even going to try to keep it clean or cupcake it at all. It's a lot of hating that's going on out here. And it is time for us to get together and just make it happen. You know what I'm saying? So it starts with self. I'm a major fan of Michael Jackson, and I love that song, Man in the Mirror, because it does start with self. And I'm born and raised, you know, South Central LA, born and raised. Definitely have the life in my blood all day, every day. And I'm doing this show because of that. there's not many artists that's promoting other artists. Like, I don't give a damn if you'll do it for me. That's not what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it because, number one, I want to. Number two, it's what I feel needs to be done. And, you know, number three, I'm never no hater. Your girl is never one of them crabs at the bottom trying to pull another motherfucker down. If anything, I'm trying to lift a motherfucker up on my hard back, you dig? Because that's what it's about. And I hope, I do hope, I mean, you can only hope that others will feel the same about you, but that's not why I do this. I do this because it's needed. It's needed. Your girl forever, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, I'm everywhere with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing the radio personality, and that's because, you know, me doing these shows everywhere, I'm always in the presence of upcoming artists that be having me dancing and out of my motherfucking seat. So it's like, if I have the tools to do it, why not? You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely what I'm doing, you know, as part of this movement that's going on. You know, that's what I can do to give back to my peoples, not only just my fans, but my fellow artists who could be fans too. I mean, you know what I'm saying, but just people that know and can feel my journey, you know, people who is doing the same thing, you know, that's chasing their dream and doing what they got to do to get to, you know. So I'm going to go ahead and just say this, you know what I'm saying. I definitely want to give shout out to all the past artists that been on my show in the month of November. You know what I'm saying? Major blessing. Major blessing. I definitely appreciate your presence. You know what I'm saying? I had the Cali Chicks in the building. You know, the Cali Chicks was doing the dang thing and still is to this day, building up on their Cali Chicks empire. You will be hearing more from K-Unique and Miss Fields, you know, coming off with that hot fire. Definitely had the show popping in November. And then I also have my boy, Mac Lucci from Doggy Style Records. You know, he is now on tour right now. He's representing right now in New York City. So I give major shout outs to my boy. I'm praying for y'all, and I wish you guys much luck, much success. You know, so the first Monday of each month, I always give recognition to the past guests who've been on my show, because this is an underground radio show, and I'm definitely down with playing underground music all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So first, I want to play a hit single from the Cali Chicks called Blowing Money Fast. Now, these girls is off the fucking chain. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to some West Coast chicks doing it how it needs to be done, they doing it. They doing it. So check out the girls, Cali Chicks. Check them out. Google them. Yahoo them. Twitter. Facebook. YouTube. Your girls is getting it in. So turn it up and check out one of their hot singles, Blowing Money Fast. Give it up.
Blowing money fast. We call it quick cash. Money pouring in as we spend it. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. Call me the captain, cause I got you shook. Murdering niggas with my verses, fuck it, with my hook. I'm charged up like a ram, attacking trick. On the grind, making money, but I spend a grip. On that Fendi, Louis Versace, I must be a clock, everybody watch me. All money is illegal till you get caught. That's why we spend the money fast, they watch us like a hawk. Jumping out a new whip, healing push to start.
No sleep, get this money light till dark. I chase my niggas every time I chase my ride. I ain't no hoe, that's just the model that we live by. Blowing money fast, we call it quick cash. Money pouring in as we spend it, added to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. We stay fly. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. The haters hate to see me when they see me fucking with it. I'm a beast, something vicious. Big crib, got the maids on the dishes. I'm hot, Asana. That's how we live, I'm a fucking piranha. So y'all goldfishes, I blow money. You get your money by snitching, bitch, it's funny.
I'm blowing money out my pocket like a millionaire. Feeling like Donald Trump, all you haters stare. It's blowing out like fairy dust, just call me Tinkerbell. I got my nigga ready just in case I need bail. Because he snitching that bitches, be quick to tell. My nigga ready with the burner, make you bitches yell. I'm tricking cash out my ass cause I got it. I like my money in my pockets and it's knotted. I got expensive habits, that's cause I got it. Making money in this game is no option.
Blowing money fast, we call it quick cash. Money pouring in as we spend it, added to the stash. That's our M.O. that we live by. Money, cars, and niggas guaranteed to get it. We stay fly.
I'm getting paid while you bitches in the fucking days. Try and find me, you trapped in the fucking maze. And you can find me by the light that my diamonds make. And when you find me, it's a pot of gold up in my safe. If you want, come here, bitch, let me see you take. Take this bullet to the front of your fucking face.
Man, oh man. Check out the Cali Chicks. C-A-L-I space. C-H-I triple X. The Cali Chicks, getting it in. Check out their mixtape, We Mean Business. Yeah, so let's get it in. Forever Hot Topics. The topic for tonight is there a difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac? So right now I got a caller calling in. Caller, I would like you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
What's up? Am I on?
Yes, you are, boo. You is right here, right now. Forever Hot Topics on air.
What's happening? This is Ulysses King, you know, model, you know, just out there. I have to put my little shout out to, you know, fans that I do have out there. I have to, you know, get my little bit in on what's the topic of the night, you know. What's happening, though?
Man, everything is just as fly as a motherfucking pimp with swag and looks, nigga. Everything is going good. But in honor to Bishop Don Juan's birthday, you know, it's a ho, 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 Merry Christmas month. So the topic is pimping, and the topic question is there a difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac? What you think?
You know what? My personal opinion, I think not. I think it's all the same.
Wow. That's see?
Yes.
Differences.
For real. I mean, how else? Think about it logically. It's like, okay, I had me thinking there for a minute, but I knew at the end of the day, like, no, okay, it's all the same, you know.
So,
are you with me?
In your opinion, like, yeah, explain to the listeners why you think that there is no difference between a pimp, player, and a Mac.
Well, if you're paying, why would you think it's not? If that's not
you said at the
right,
end of the day what? I'm so sorry. What you say at the end of the day what?
I say because it's all you're paying. I mean, it's, you know, it's all the same thing. Somebody's getting pimped somewhere.
I mean, I could definitely dig that, but it's like, how are all of them the same? Like, combine the three, like, how is it that there is no difference.
Hmm. Okay. Well, wow, that's okay. Well, because, you know, at the end of the day, they all playing somebody to get to the top. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, that's how I'm looking at it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It actually does. I mean, as far as ingredients.
What's that?
I said as far as ingredients to basically getting what you want, whether it's pussy, whether it's money, whether it's jewels, diamonds. I'm like all the topics, like all the, you know, all of them are the same in order to get to one goal, and that is what they want.
In other words, right? You know what, I will tell you this. Sometimes you do have to do what you got to do. But, yeah. But not everything, but, you know, you do what you got to do to get what you want. And, you know, sometimes, yeah, you're right.
Yes, so that's basically what you're saying, though. I mean, and like I said before in the show, when I have brought this topic out to different folks, some people were saying the same thing that you were saying. Some people were saying, like, there is no difference, that at the end of the day, all three want the same, what they want.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And in a pimp, there is a Mac, and in a pimp, there is a player, and in a player, there is a... Man, it's deep. It's real deep. It's deep, folks.
It's deep for me. You know, that's just like, whoa, pick one of them. You know, same thing, you know. So if I was to pick one, you know, is a question. You know, that is like the real question right there. So you pick which one, what you want to do. You know?
You're so crazy. If you're going to do one of them, but at the end of the day, each and every one of them want to get what they want. So it's like, which way you going to get it? Man, I could definitely feel you.
Like me, Fox said, do you have a fresh pair of panties on? Oh, you do. Ooh, you can let me know for sure. Because if you don't, please get out the car and just go.
Hello, make sure you got some fresh bitches and some fresh niggas if you're busy doing a damn thing.
Yes, you don't have that on. Please, I'll put the doormat out for you to get out the car and go.
Man, for real, though. Well, you know what? So you mentioned that you do a little bit of modeling. You do some modeling?
I do. Yes.
Well, you missed my show that was earlier in the month, well, last month, about models. Definitely, this is forever Mayhem Mondays, and each Monday, you know, I'm always going to have different things going on. And I'm kind of figuring, like, it's really important to have at least, like, one show every 2 months about models, because that is what, you know, is definitely needed in the different genres of business that's under the entertainment industry as a whole.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I'm definitely looking forward to getting you on one of them shows, you know what I'm saying? And you got some good pipes on you, too.
I think that would be so hot, you know, to come out there and represent, you know, especially for the 12 models that is out there, you know, that is 6'8", which is my height, and to be a cool model and to represent for them to just step it up. You know what I'm saying? We are out here, you know, and just show it, you know, and look good with it. What's that?
Yeah, for real, though. Real quick, before I move on to a music break, I just want you to tell the people, because you did mention you model, and your girl right here is nothing about promoting. So I just want you to tell the people right now how they could get in contact to you, and how they could see the face of a 6'8", bomb-ass body, you know what I'm saying? As far as the male industry is concerned in the modeling business. You feel me? So go ahead and let the people know how they can get in contact with you.
Exactly, people. This is Ulysses King. Yes, I am a model. I'm an international model. If you look up page 23, you'll find me, which is in different fashion shows and the Magic Show, and also working with different people featuring Tyrese's sister, Tyrese, Shantae Gibson's Edge Light Entertainment, working with that.
Trust and Believe, you know, and I do have other things that's coming out, different showcases and different things that's coming up. You know, last I've been in acting was the TV show VIP with Pamela Anderson. But I'm back again and giving it back to my host, you know what I mean? She got it going down, believe it.
Okay, well, can you mention one more time how people can reach you as far as your Facebook, Twitter, and stuff of that nature?
Whoa, right. Ulysses King is all you have to do is look it up. I am on Facebook.
Can you spell it out for the people, please?
I will do that, since you're going to put me on blast to just sit back and do that.
Of course I will. Be careful what you say, because I will put you on blast.
Don't care, y'all. Don't care. She just go there. You know? No, I need your social.
Yeah, put that shit out there too, nigga. Not all that. You don't want nobody to use your identity. Go ahead and do that Twitter and Facebook, though. And go ahead and spell your name so people could know how to find you.
Ulysses King. That's all you got to look up. Facebook me up, Twitter. I have it. UlyssesKing.com. Holla.
Holla. And you know what? I want to thank you so much for supporting your girl and for calling in and, you know, doing what you got to do. You feel me? Well said. Well said.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of the show. And holla.
Holla.
All righty. Take care.
Peace.
Yes, yes, indeed, people. You know what I'm saying? It's a hot topic for a hot night. It's definitely mayhem going on right now on Forever Hot Topics. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get it in. Go ahead, tell a friend. The show is popping. Let's get these ratings up. Let's get these callers in. It's time to do this. Do this and do it right. Yes, indeed. So I mentioned, you know, like I said before, you know, first Sunday. Got to give recognition and shout out to the past guest who was on your girl's show. You know what I'm saying? The show has been a major blessing. And I'm just hoping that it'll be a major blessing to others. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give another shout out right now to my boy Mac Lucci from Doggy Style Records. You know, he blessed the spaceship in the month of November. You know what I'm saying? Right now, he's on tour. He's in New York right now, putting it down for the West Coast on the East Coast, and that's just how we do it. That's just how we do it. So go ahead and check your boy out at LucciLife.com. That's LucciLife.com, LucciLife.com. Everything that he spoke of, everything that he's about, is on his website. He's also on Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get it in, you know what I'm saying, with the West Movement. I'm going to go ahead and play something that's hot from your boy Mac Lucci right now. He got a video to the hit single Traffic that's been all over the internet, just period, you know what I'm saying? So check out your boy. Throw up your W's because we definitely putting it down for the West. This is your boy, Mac Lucci, Traffic.
Lucci this, Lucci that, well, whatever, boy. Just know if I do it, it's all about the cheddar, boy. Cheddar, boy. Lucci this, Lucci that, well, whatever, boy. Just know if I do it, it's all about the cheddar, boy. Right around 2 a.m. Oh,
hands up, let the blood burn. My turn. I done with Stevie Wonder, I don't see you niggas. Ride both deep, me and three freaky bitches. Infatuated by my lifestyle. Sliding down the back street, I'm a night owl. Presidential pimpin', so the window tinted. Cush medical jar filled with endowin. Full box of Swiss and sweets. Cush streaking from the leather seats. Motherfuckers yapping, I don't hear. Fuck them suckers, I don't fear.
I'm speeding through traffic.
Catch me in traffic, you know what I'm saying? That was your boy, Mac Lucci, you know, check out your boy, support him, you know, it's going down. This is that West Coast movement, and we doing it just like that. So when you check him out, make sure you listen to The Pre-Hustle, and then soon to come for those movie/album, California Hustle. So keep the eyes open for that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely was blessed tonight. In the spaceship was my boy, Jay Fifth, also known as JT. You know what I'm saying? He's getting in good, directing movies, writing hit songs, doing shows, doing everything there is to be a boss. You know what I'm saying? So check my boy out. Please don't forget. And, yes, also, your girl will be at the Second Jazz Bar downtown L.A. December 8th, Thursday. So come check out your girl, Forever the Realest, moi, because it's definitely going down. The topic for tonight is there a difference between a pimp player and a Mac? I got a caller calling in, you know what I'm saying, and caller, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners?
What's up, y'all? My name is Brooke. And first of all, you know what I'm saying, I want to give major props up, you know what I'm saying, because I'm loving your show, you know what I'm saying. I done listened to the past few of them, and, you know, it's definitely something I enjoy listening to on the ride home. I get to hear myself yelling at my phone like, no, the hell he didn't.
But thank you so much.
called. Thank you so much.
You know, you definitely have some reputable guests. You know what I'm saying? Your topics is hot and your music is banging. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And JT definitely need to get me in the movie because I'm ready.
So let's get it in. It's all about the man. Like I said before, it's all about that paper. It's all about that success, and it's all about the well-being. So let's get it in, support one another, and let's do it just like that, you know?
Right. And when you ask what the difference is between a pimp, a player, and a mech, you know, I really can't say that I see too much of a difference. It's more of what I see in common. And basically, it's like I just don't have enough time in my day to figure out how I could pimp somebody else into getting me what I want. And that's just that's all I see all of them having in common. Like, I just can't do it. It's not worth
right.
it. It's a needy situation. It's an emotional situation. It's hard to get someone to give you shit without getting lit back or without getting somebody's feelings involved.
Right.
And if I need something that bad, anything that a pimp, a Mac, or a player thinks that they can give to me, I can get that shit myself and keep my dick
Hello,
while
that's
I'm at it.
That's out of the mouth of a boss bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Who know
right?
her words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. That's what it's about. Man, that is definitely what it's about.
You know, in the regard to all three of those, I just, you know what I'm saying, keep them out of my life. I don't need none of that. And
I hear
you. And if you can holler at me on some real shit, some real business shit, then, yeah, I'm all with it. My ears are open. You know what I'm saying? Your girl love a good proposition.
See.
You know what I'm saying? And so, to your previous caller, Jackie, you know, she's a damn fool. Because, you know, your music is hot when you need it to hop in the shower.
She is too much. That was so funny. Talking about it. Y'all out here doing it. I'm about to run my own damn business. Man,
exactly.
That was hilarious. Man. So I'm so happy that you enjoyed the show. And I thank you for listening in to Forever Hot Topics. You know what I'm saying? Many, many Mondays to come.
Word up.
And you have a wonderful and blessed night. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks. All right.
All righty. Yes, folks, a little bit of overtime up into what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? When it's mayhem, like it is tonight, on a wonderful Monday as it is, it's time to go a little bit over than what I'm supposed to. You dig? Check out your girl, Forever Hot Topics, Mayhem Monday. Slashing them in the game. Yes, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., Blog Talk Radio /Trey Love Radio. Much love and shout out to my boy Trey Love. Thank you so much for tonight's topic and for everything else that you have ever done for your girl, with your girl, around your girl. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but positivity. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get it in. It's time to get it in. So tune in next week on Forever Hot Topics. You guys have a blessed one and keep it positive.